Hey guys, you're going to love this video. Order it, bag your gobbler, and post your photo on turkeyhuntingsecrets.com so everyone can see you.
We think calling is probably the most overrated skill in turkey hunting. There are no magical calls or calling combinations that will guarantee success every time. But one secret to calling turkeys is to make the right call at the right time. And another is knowing how to effectively operate your caller. But perhaps the most important secret is to call to a turkey that's by himself. A gobbler by himself can be called in with just basic calls if you have enough patience. We've called in old gobblers with just one cluck, or a few yelps or purrs. We don't intend to make this section a lesson in championship calling. You don't need that to be successful. What we're going to do is explain the various calls we think are important for you to know, tell you what they mean to a turkey, let you listen to real turkeys making them, and finally demonstrate them on various calling devices. Now that you're armed with calling ability, let's go find some turkeys.
I bet if you asked 100 turkey hunters, what do you think is the most important secret to being consistently successful, most would say calling ability. After all, that's what you read or hear about all the time in hunting magazines. But we don't believe that's the right answer. Even an excellent caller will be in trouble if he doesn't know what to do when the gobbler leaves or if they just aren't gobbling. On the other hand, Roger and I know several very average callers that always get the bird. They know what turkey behavior changes during the day and throughout the spring season. They know tactics to use in different hunting situations, how to find gobblers when they're not gobbling, how to hunt in late morning or afternoon, what to do when hens are with the gobblers, and tactics for lots of other situations. Before you can decide what to do, though, you've got to understand what turkeys are doing. So let's look at the secrets you need to know about spring turkey behavior. There are really three stages to the spring breeding season, and there are seven periods during the day when turkeys are doing slightly different things.
A lot of people wonder, what can they do if they can't roost a turkey? Well, my advice is to be into a good listening spot early in the morning, about an hour before sunrise by your watch, and don't walk right into where you think one might be roosted because you might bump him off the roost. Stay away from the roost area, but be close enough to listen for his gobbling. Use your locator calls to make him gobble, make him shock a gobble. It's a mistake to go to the very first bird you hear sometimes. If that bird is maybe a mile away, it's going to take you too long to get there. By the time you move in, he may shut down. So wait a few moments, see if a bird is closer before you decide which one to go to. Once you hear your bird, move into his position before he flies down. Try to get there quickly, but quietly. Try to get there before other hens get in, before he flies down. If you don't hear any gobbling, what I do is go to a good strut area and start hunting there just like there were turkeys on the ground, because if you've done your scouting correctly, those strutting areas will be good areas to do your calling from.
Hey, the Turkey Pro here. Do yourself a favor. Get this tape now.